Migrants in caravan reject Mexico's offer for help, heading to U.S. instead. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on October 27, 2018. Mexico's government unveiled a plan to provide employment, health care, and education to thousands of Central American migrants who are part of the caravan that is traveling from Honduras towards the U.S. border. Update October 27, 9:20 CDT. Members of the migrant caravan from Honduras rejected Mexico's offer of asylum, jobs, and benefits on Saturday, CBS and the Associated Press reported. "Thank you but no" was the response from a group of migrants in Arriaga, Mexico. "No, we're heading north." Another migrant, 58-year-old Oscar Sosa, told the reporters, "Our goal is not to remain in Mexico. Our goal is to make it to the U.S. We want passage, that's all." Original story continues. This week, Mexico's government unveiled their plan called Estás en tu casa or You Are in Your Home. The program provides the migrants with temporary employment, access to government-funded health care, and education for their children. The migrants who take part in the program will be employed in the cleaning and maintenance of public buildings and roads. As Breitbart News has reported, thousands of migrants from Honduras are making their way into Mexico in an effort to reach the U.S. border. The caravan has caused international tension as the U.S. government threatened to remove international aid to Central America if the caravan is not stopped. In order to take part in the program, the migrants and their families must be in the country legally and reach out to immigration authorities who will sign them up. The program will only be available in the southern Mexican states of Chiapas and Oaxaca. Those who are part of the caravan and entered the country illegally will be given time to begin the immigration process and must follow Mexico's immigration law. Those in the program will also be given Mexico's version of a social security number, commonly known as CURP, Clave Única de Registro Público, so they are able to open bank accounts and carry out other bureaucratic processes. According to Mexico's Secretariat of the Interior, the program is designed to help up to 6,000 migrants and will be supported through emergency funds destined for social emergencies. The program will be operated by Mexico's Communications and Transportation Secretariat. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Stephen K. Bannon. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda from the Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.